Hallelujah. We bless God, amen. To the glory of God, I left my hand out, so we'll just get started. Let's go. We're still working with Luke chapter 11. And we left off last week at verse 5. And we'll just go forward tonight. Thank God for all of you being here tonight. I'm excited about the goodness and the mercy of God. I'm just so excited about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're still talking about prayer. Prayer is the foundation, amen, to your relationship with God. And we need to make sure that we have a prayer life. And my question to you tonight, praise God, how do you feel about your prayer life? Amen. So, amen. One of the things that we would need to talk about prayer life is, amen, how passionate are you about praying? Thank you. How passionate are you about praying? Or do you only pray to God when you need something or want something? Amen. Hallelujah. I forgot everything, even my glasses. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at Luke chapter 11, verse 5. And everybody there? Verse 5 says, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and shall say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine on his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give you. Amen. So what's the next thing you do? Don't cheat. Don't read the next part in this verse. Amen. You come to a friend of yours and you tell him you have a need, and he tells you, I'm in the bed. There's nothing I can do. And, you know, just tough. Now, if it's your friend, you're going to inquire a little bit more, right? You're going to seek a little bit harder, right? So the same thing happened in a relationship with God. When we understand that God is, amen, that we're a friend of God and that he wants us to pray to him, when things are not going the way that we think in our prayer time, we keep pursuing and keep pressing in. And too many times, amen, in our prayer time, praise God, after we ask him one time and don't get it, we'll just say, forget it. You know, God's not going to give it to me. But we hear Jesus telling us repeatedly in his tribute we last read last week is that you keep asking God, you keep pursuing, you keep pressing in because you know it's your right. It's something that you know belongs to you. So you're going to ask God for it. Amen. But verse 8 says this, amen. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he need. He's persistency. How persistent are you in prayer? Amen. You know, one of the things that we do, the spirit of the Pharisees entice us to pray so people can hear us pray loud and boastful. And when we're around people, we pray. Amen. But the most important prayer you pray is the prayer in your prayer closet when you're all by yourself. How do you talk to God in your prayer closet? One thing I'll tell you about prayer, prayer is something that you have to be completely honest about. God already knows your heart. He already knows where you're coming from. So it's important. So Jesus was telling these parables to his disciples and to those that were listening for them to understand God wants you to be persistent. God wants you to be consistent. God wants you to pursue after him. God don't want you just, praise God, to come and just, amen, willy-nilly say things. We want to know what our rights. How many know your rights in prayer? What can you ask God for? Huh? Amen. And you can ask it for, everybody agree with that? You can ask God, everybody believe, agree that you can ask God for anything. Why can't you ask him for something that ain't his will? How you know he won't answer that? Oh. Amen. We ask him anything according to his will, but here's the key. We need to know our rights. That's why we need to be able to study the word of God to know what we can legally ask God for and expect God to give it to us. Amen. You know, sometimes we pray for things because we feel like or we want it. Amen. We need to know, praise God. John wrote it like this. We know that if we ask anything according to his will, we have it. Anything according to his will. But there's something go along with that, too. Even though you're asking some according to his will, the next thing is, are you in his will? You got to be in his will. Because if you're not in his will, praise God, you might not get what you're asking for. I mean, hear what I'm saying to you. See, because here's the games the enemy like to play on us. He like to get us in a position, amen, where we're out just a little bit outside of the will of God. We have a stinky attitude. We don't treat people right. God, amen, we're walking in unforgiveness. Amen. When you're in that place, your prayers get hindered. Amen. And it's important, praise God, to understand that the enemy look for ways to keep you from getting your prayers answered. He know he can't stop God from blessing you, but he can mess you up so that you won't be in the right spot to get your blessing, right? Amen. Come on now. Y'all wake up tonight. I know y'all had a big meal and everything, but we all right. Persistency. But can you be persistent and not know what you're persistent? Just like this parable. This man knew that his friend had what he needed. Just like we have to know that the Lord God have what we need. He will supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory, right? Amen. We're going to move on a little bit further. Verse 9 says, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be what? All right. And we know when we look at the Greek word for ask is a continuous word, ask and keep on asking. And it shall be given unto you. This is the part I want you to get in your spirit. Everybody look at me for a second. I want you to get this in your spirit. Ask him for what you want with the confidence that you're supposed to have it. Amen? Because if you don't ask with the confidence, you leave room for doubt. What is it that the Lord said we can have? Amen? And I want to give you a secret. He said, if you will abide in him, amen, and we'll allow him to abide in us, and make sure the word of God is rich in your spirit, you can ask what you want. He'll give it to you. Because if you're in alignment with the word, you're going to ask for the things that you really need. Father, I need a job. I need to be specific with that job. See, one thing we have to do, we have to be specific. I want this job right here. I want a car. I want this car right here. I want this, God. This is what I want right here. And you can't be, praise God, settling just because. I'm guilty of settling for things in my life, and I have to repent, because when you start settling, you end up getting things that God don't want you to have. I'm telling you as a believer, go after the best because God wants you to have the best. Praise God. Seek his face on what he wants you to do. But here's another key. Study the word of God so that you know when you're praying his word. The best thing to do is pray the word back to God because God himself is bound by his word. Amen? Amen. And watch, he said, and he arise and give him as many as he need. Verse 9, and I say unto you, ask and it shall be given. I want to go back to that. And he arise and give him as many as he need. Why? Because he asked for it. God will bless you with the things that you need if you ask him for it. Amen. See, humility says, I come to God and I ask him out of a respectful place because I know God can meet my need. And I'm going to stay right there until I get what I need from God. Praise God. Prayer is not as hard as we make prayer. Prayer is simply talking to God. Amen. Y'all getting this right? Because in order for us, praise God, to be who God calls to be, we have to have a great foundation, and prayer is our foundation. When the early church, before even the Holy Ghost came, they were up in the upper room, and guess what they were doing in the upper room? They were praying. They prayed. Prayer is an essential that you need, amen, to function as a believer. Prayer is communicating to God, with God, should I say. When you're communicating with God, and remember, communication is a two-way street. When you talk to him, you need to give him space to talk to you. Amen? Amen. He'll give you more than you need. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. I'm asking for more than what I need. I'm asking for more than what I need. I want to have enough to bless somebody else too. I want to have a surplus, praise God. My mind is made up, praise God. I want to be blessed, amen. So if somebody walk up to me that need food, I can give them some food. If somebody need clothes, I can give them clothes. Praise God, I want to be able to be an agent of the kingdom of God to bless people. So I have to position myself in a place of expectation. That's why you have to have a short list of repentance with God. Repent of all your sins, is the best way to say it, so that the enemy can't hold something over your head. Because the devil loves to try to hold things over your head and make it seem like you are unworthy. How many of us understand? A lot of times we say ourselves we're not worthy. God, I don't deserve nothing because of who I am. The blood of Jesus make me worthy. Me in and of myself, I'm not worthy. But by the blood and the power of Jesus, I am not worthy. I can approach God because I've been redeemed. See, when it say let the redeemed say so, it's not just for you say I'm redeemed. It means to act like you're redeemed. My life have got to look like a redeemed person. I've been put back in my rightful spot. I expect the things of God. I expect the word of God to come to pass in my life. I expect the healing. I expect the deliverance. I expect the breakthrough. I expect favor on my life. How many are hearing what I'm saying to you? Hallelujah. After you ask for it, then you start what? Looking for it. You seek and you find it. See, one thing about it, if you ask God for something, you got to start looking for it to happen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Because faith says this, if I ask God for this tissue, I expect this tissue to be here. I expect whatever I'm asking God for. See, my confidence in God says this, amen. Whatever I ask them, because I'm in proper alignment with him, he'll get me what I want. We read last week from Mark 11 chapter, right? And we talked about, praise God, forgiveness. When you forgive, that puts you in the right spot. The enemy knows this, praise God, that one of the things that's a sticker when it comes to blocking your blessings is unforgiveness. So what he'll do, praise God, is allow someone or utilize someone to provoke you or try to hurt you so that, praise God, you need to forgive them. And sometimes we don't forgive and it hinder our prayer life. So you have to make sure you pray for God to give you the strength to forgive people, because there's some things that happen to you is far greater than what you can do on your own. Make it plain, Apostle. Sometimes people can hurt you so bad you can't forgive them in your own strength. You got to get the grace of God to forgive them. But see, you got to come clean with God and say, God, I'm having a problem with this thing. You know, sometimes pride come in, praise God, and we begin to talk and say, well, you know, I forgive you. I forgive you now. Amen. And then we got this other little trick we play, praise God. We do something wrong. Well, I own it. Amen. Owning it don't mean nothing. You got to be remorseful, praise God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You got to have a change of mind, change of heart. As I'm looking for something, because I believe when I ask for it, remember we asked, again, we read last week, you can go back and look at your own self. In Mark 11 chapter, we talked about, praise God, how, amen, glory be God, whatever you ask in prayer, if you believe it, that you can have it, it's already yours, right? Come on now, y'all can say it. If I'm asking for it, I believe God's going to give it to me. Who know what my favorite scripture is? I don't know. My children don't know me. Oh, Lord. One of my scriptures I quoted is at Romans 18, 19. But let's go to my favorite scripture. Ephesians 3:20. Who said that? All right, give somebody know me. Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. And when you read it, you're going to find out why it's my favorite scripture. Then we're going to look at our handout real quick. Amen. Glory be to God. And when you hear this scripture, you're going to understand why I say this is my favorite scripture. Praise God. When you get it, read it. Let's go. Let's roll. Praise the Lord. All right, go ahead and read it.
Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly.
Stop right there. He is able to do what? Exceedingly. He can exceed. Come on, watch the next word. Read.
Abundantly.
Abundantly. Overflowing. Come on.
Above all that we ask or think.
Stop. Exceed abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'm telling you, when you get to that place where you understand it, I need $25 to pay my bill, Lord. I'm expecting 50. Come on now. I believe God to exceed what I asked him. And if you know, like I know, in most of my walk with God, and amen, most of my saved life is what I'm trying to say, God has always exceeded what he said. He always give me more than what I asked for. He exceed above. But there's a key to everything in the scriptures. And many times, praise God, as believers, we shout right there. But we don't know the next part. What's the rest of the scripture? Watch this.
According to the power that worketh in us.
According to the power. How much Holy Ghost in you? How much are you yielding to the Spirit of God? Remember, Romans 8:26 says that we don't know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself make intercession. The Spirit helps us in our prayer time. He helps us go after those things that are rightfully ours. It's like a lawyer, praise God. You go to court and you don't know all your rights, praise God. Somebody hits your car and you sit up in there, praise God. The lawyer says, wait a minute, we can get this and we can get that. Because, you know, you hurt. You should get your medical bills paid. You can get, amen, money, praise God, for future things. So you getting stuff you didn't even know you could get. So the Holy Ghost is telling you, wait, you praying wrong. Pray for this. Ask for this. This is your birthright. We're here and joining out with Christ Jesus. So when I'm praying and asking God for something, I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to lead me in my prayer time. But that's why you have to know some scriptures. I'm going to say it a little slower. You have to know some scriptures. That's why I tell people all the time, praise God. I'm not saying I'm an advocate for you know the word, all the word, know it all. But so, Apostle, I don't know it all. You got a problem? Go look that up in scripture. What problem you having right now? I'm having a problem with this. My child is like, go look up the scripture. See what the words say. What can I pray to God? Amen. For my children, I pray Isaiah 54:13. Amen. My children shall be taught of the Lord. Amen. When my child going to school, stuff can happen. In that same chapter, keep reading on down. Now, my children shall be taught of the Lord, and nothing by any means will offend my children. Pray the word. Amen. Don't y'all be talking quiet now. It's important. Why? I can have what I say. But I got to be legal when I say it. Because remember, the enemy operates like this. If I could just give you a good example, and one is like the law. If you go to court and you're dealing with the law, they put you here and say, well, by the law, you can do this. If the police stop you and break the law, you go to court and you can get it thrown out. If you go to court and somebody has violated the law, you can be a man made whole by the law. When you're dealing with the enemy, he looks at the law of God. Amen. What's the law of God? The things that I'm supposed to have, things because of my birthright, there are certain things I can do and say, and that because the enemy is subject to me, right? We started off teaching our prayer. We built on what the woman of God had told us before, and it taught us that we have dominion. We have dominion, right? So if we have dominion, well, how is it the enemy can come in and dominate us? How can the devil can come take our stuff when we have dominion? The other thing is we have authority. And since we have authority, we can speak things and they're supposed to what? Happen. We can call those things that are not as though they are. So the whole key is how do we pray determine what we get? Oh, Lord, if you will, would you do this right here? Oh, God, I'm just sitting here waiting for you to move on my behalf. Wait a minute, Lord. I need to change my prayer life. Amen. Father, your words say, you said this. You said that, amen, I'm the lender and not the borrower. You said, let the sick say I'm well. You said, action that shall be given to me. I'm asking you according to what you said. And he said, listen at this key. He said, key. He said, my word will not come back to me void. It will accomplish whatever I send it out to do. What do you need God to do for you tonight? Be bold enough to ask him for it. The enemy planned this game. Well, you don't know you're outside of God's will. Repent. 1 John 1:9. Once you repent, God forgive you. And when he forgives you, you can ask what you need of him. Don't let the enemy steal from you. He know he can't stop God from blessing you. But the reason why that scripture is my favorite is because God, I believe this with every ounce of my strength. That God will exceed whatever I asked of him. If I ask God for something, He's going to do it for me. I believe that. I trust him, and he will perform for me. Amen. How many ready for God to exceed what you want? Come on now. Don't we need God to go further? I need God to bless me for my children and my grandchildren. I need God to bless me, praise God, so I can be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. I need God to pour it over. I need my cup to run it over. Amen. And watch this. I am worthy, not because of me, but because of what Jesus did. He paid the ultimate price for me. But here's the thing. Everything, watch this. The battleground is your mind. However man thinketh, so is he. And the enemy tried to get you to think the wrong thought. And can I tell you, some of y'all in this room right here now with me, you think the wrong thoughts. As soon as you ask God for something, you start thinking why you shouldn't get it and why God's not going to get it. So God will delay it. He going to bless you with it. Say God gonna bless you, praise God, this week. And so today is Tuesday. Amen. Well, with God on Wednesday, you ain't blessed me. Amen. You get frustrated on Thursday. Amen. Like God can't do it. Amen. The week ain't over yet. He can bless me at 11:59, and it was just like that. He know what time I need, what I need to do. And God's trying to tell us something tonight. Your prayer life have got to come up to another place in me where I can bless you because we're connected. Communication does what? It's an established thing. Because if evil communication corrupts good manners, what do you think wholesome communication do? Oh, bless God. Seeking, we're going back to Luke. Seeking, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 10 says, for everyone that acteth, here's the keys. Everyone that acteth, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. Now, what Jesus is simply saying by faith, if you act in faith, you're going to get it. If you seek in faith, you'll find it. If you knock in faith, that's why the continuous is, I know you have what I need. I know you have what I need. I'm going to stay right here, God, because you have what I need. Hebrews 11:6 said, he that cometh to God must first believe that he is God and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That's why I'm telling you, praise God, we have got to get in our minds where we get after God more than anything else. Just go ahead and cancel out my personal rights. Yes, somebody hurt me, but God, I'm after you. I'm not going to let this be on my book. Keep thinking about God, what they did to me. See, that stuff will bleed over in your prayer time. And while you praying, God, they did this to me. No, God, I want more of you. Fill my cup. Let it overflow. God, just bless me with more of you. Empower me. Enable me. Elevate me, God. I want to be everything you want me to be, God, and more. Because I know this, if I get in proper alignment with God, the Bible says God will make my enemy my footstool. But here's the kicker, said kicker. When a man way pleases God, he will make even his enemy be at peace with him. So all you got to do is please God. You wonder why you keep going through? You ain't pleasing God. Amen. Pastor, I'm doing the best I can. You ain't pleasing God yet. Well, how do I please him? I quoted the scripture. Who know how to please God? Raise your hand if you know how to please God. Oh, my. Oh, my. I want everybody to get a $20 bill in your pocket, out your pocket, and give it to me. No, I'm just kidding you. How? You raise your hand, how? Yes, ma'am, all the way in the back. You'll light yourself off. Yeah. There's a scripture in the Bible that tells how to please God. And I quoted it. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. If you believe him, you can please him. And Jesus put the bar real low. Faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed. I need to believe him just a little bit. Listen at that. Now, I want y'all to get this in your belly. If you believe God, it pleases him. The Bible says that Abraham believed God and God counted it as righteousness. All the mess I've done in my life, if I just believe God, he'll count it righteous. Y'all hear me? So what do you mean by just believe God, Apostle? Because if I believe him by faith, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to take him at his word. And all the things y'all threw out there is, amen, like a byproduct of it. Because I believe God, amen, I'm going to give him what he wants. Because I know if he tell me to give him this bottle of water, here you go, God. Because the law of reciprocation said, if I give it to him, he's giving it back to me. Because I believe him. See, when you believe God, you put yourself in a position where it looked like you could be made a fool. You can be embarrassed. But he promised you ahead of time you will not be made ashamed. Faith without works is dead. What is God trying to get you to do that you're not doing? It begins with how much you believe him. And that's what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 said, faith is the what?
Substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things unseen.
Say it again.
Faith is the substance of things hoped
for. Stop. The substance, what is substance? Huh? Substance. Think about that. Yeah, who got a dictionary? I want y'all to get this word in your belly. I'm not going to tell you the meaning of it right now. Substance. You eat a lot. You ought to know what that word means. Everybody agree with him? Ingredients? So you look it up. Look it up. Look at it. Y'all got your phones out. Look that word up. I want to build your faith up. Because here's the thing. What are we believing? I believe God, Apostle. What you believe? I believe him. What are you believing? I believe everything, that every promise of God is mine. I'm supposed to be healed. I'm supposed to be delivered. Amen. My children are supposed to be saved. My children are supposed to be saved. I'm supposed to have, amen, the best of the best. Not only that, but I'm supposed to have a relationship with God that I can function in the Holy Ghost and get other people healed and delivered. My purpose is not just to be having a title. My purpose is not just to be around the church. My purpose is not just to be up front. But my purpose is to impart in your life so that what I say to you change you. See, one of the problems that we've got in the church, and I did talk to you, because we're going to have to deal with some spirits that we keep bringing in the house of God. Not only just here, but you that's watching us, amen, on social media. We keep bringing a same spirit to the house of God. It's called self-righteous. Amen. We want to be right in every aspect. We don't treat people right because we think we right. You humble yourself down when you know you right. I don't have to be right, but the right gonna come out. So they mistreat me. So what? I'm being Christ-like. You think everybody treated Christ right? No, everybody just loved him. Well, he suffered. I don't have to suffer. The Bible says if I suffer with him. So when people say stuff to me, humble myself. Well, I ain't got to take nothing off of nobody. That's the wrong spirit. Except you become like little children, you will in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. You won't get the things of God, right? Right? Don't be scared now. Who found the meaning of that word up? Come on, Minister Linda. Y'all catch that? The most important part. Faith is the most important part. Now read it back, reader, and insert the most important part where it says substance. Hebrews 1. Y'all was quoting it. Quote it. Okay, quote it like that. Quote Hebrews 1, that faith is the most important part. And what's the rest of it? Now, see that? You hear the difference in it now? Faith is the most important part of things hoped for. Faith is the most important part of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? Faith is the most important part. So you know what the enemy come after? What he come after? Your faith. He wants you to second guess. He wants you to doubt. How many in here believe you're in the right relationship with God? How many in here know how to get in right relationship with God? Tell me. Who want to tell me? Go ahead. Amen. That's the first one. That's the most important part. Repent. And if you're wondering, write this down. 1 John 1:9. Go in there and repent. Well, how do I repent? Psalms 51. Read the whole Psalms. Repent to him. But have a mind to repent. See, when we understand the horrificness of sin, we become sorrowful. Because if you understand, and maybe I need to tell you how bad sin is. The Bible says sin stinks in God's nostrils. And if how many of us ever smelt something that stink, you want to get out the room, right? You want to get from around that, right? Come on, y'all can talk. Don't be scared. I know you don't want God. I know you don't want to seem like God gonna walk away from you and grab his nose and turn his head. Amen. He'll do that. Amen. It's an old cartoon that I saw years ago. Praise God. You know, wonder how I remember all this stuff, huh? Amen. I remember this cartoon, Powerpuff Girls, and one of them, I can't remember which one it was now, she would not take a bath. And so she got so stinking, nobody wanted to be around her. So she, they were fighting this monster, and she flew up the monster's nose, and the monster started screaming, get it out, get it out, get it out. He couldn't stand it, and every time I think about sin, I think about that. When I come into the presence of God, God saying, get it out, get out, get out, get out, get out. I can't stand to smell you. But here's the second part. I thank God for not letting me get in his presence when I was coated with sin. Because if I did, his righteous nature would have demanded he judged me right then. So tonight, sin is not something light we can do. And God's looking past our excuses. He's looking past of, oh, well, God, you know, I didn't mean to do that. Own it. Hey, man, there's nothing wrong. We all make mistakes. We all messed up. The Bible said we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I can't look down on you because of your sin. I can't look down on you because of your struggle. But the one thing I want to encourage you, don't keep doing the same thing over and over again. So once you get right with God, I can walk into his presence and I can talk to him. Because one of the things I want you to know, the only reason I can go into the presence of God is because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And the only reason I can stay under the blood is I stay repentant. Forget about your past. Bring it all to God, give it to him, and earnestly mean what you're saying. Hear what I'm about to say to you. Because what we desire from God is more than just coming to church. What I desire from God is more than a shout. What I desire from God is more than you seeing me do something. I want a real relationship with God. I want to be able, praise God, to feel his presence at all time. I want to, when I call his name, be able to enter into it. Amen. Glory be to God. And I read this with Catherine Kuhl when it became one of the things I say. God, you can take everything else away. Don't take the Holy Ghost from me. Because the Holy Ghost enabled me, praise God, to get in those places in God. He leads me. He guides me. So therefore, praise God, I want to stay in that place in God. Don't you want friendship, Apostle? There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I've learned, praise God, people will flip on you. Amen. Sometimes their good intentions are not really good. Sometimes they mean well, but they don't mean well enough because they don't know the circumstance. So you got to stay in that place in God. Amen. I bless God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Watch this. Verse 11. I got to finish. We back here. I'm going back to Luke and we run. I know I'm jumping y'all all over the place on her. If a man's son shall ask bread of him, of any of you, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, shall he offer him a scorpion? 13, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that do what? I told you about the Holy Spirit. I want to go ahead and get that out, because if you don't have him, you need to ask your Father for him. And the Holy Spirit is more than a shout. He's more than, I feel something. He is a God. He's a person. Amen. Glory be to God. And when you really get to know him, you know he is real. He talks to you. He leads you. He guides you. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is a bad boy. Amen. I ain't nobody like the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Amen. Look at your handouts real quick. Praise God. We're gonna try to hold it to an hour tonight like we promised you. Amen. Glory be to God. And your handout number one, Roman numeral one, says prayer is not an option for the Christian. We are commanded to pray. Amen. Prayer is not an option. We are commanded to pray. And the thing is, the enemy try to come around and intimidate us about our prayer. I don't know how many people I talk to and they say, man of God, I don't know how to pray. Amen. And I'm not going to put you on the spot and ask you in here who all know how to pray. But let's be honest with ourselves sometime. Sometimes it can be intimidating in prayer because of what we think we have to do. Prayer, to the lowest condemnation of prayer is simply talking to your heavenly Father. Talking to him. Talk to him. Amen. Can you talk to me? If I had $100 laying on this table and all you had to do was ask me for it, would you ask for it? I know some of y'all wouldn't act straight up. You have to try to sneak around so nobody hear you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Write a note. Hey, could you pass this to Apostle Fabi? Can I have that 100? No. You have not, because you. And when you ask, you got to make sure you hear what the word say. Here's the confidence I want you to have. Once you pray, and put 1 John 1:9 out there, mean it from your heart, and understand what we've taught on repentance so many times. We don't need to teach on that anymore, do we? Repentance means to turn. And I want to say this to you too. Something God told me today. God woke me up this morning at 4:15, and I found out something. When he want to talk, I'm just gonna get out the bed. I can't do nothing else. I got out and started talking to him. And he said something to me that is really, I have to sit back and think sometime when God says something. He said, do you know that there are people who come to church on a regular basis, know they're carrying an illegal spirit, and won't evict it? And I said, yes, Lord, I know that. But can you tell me why? A lot of people like the way that spirit make them feel, because they can do things and say things and justify it because the spirit feel and stroke their ego. And every now and then he'll give you something and you'll say it was the Holy Ghost. And you're thinking, see, the Holy Ghost is not going to dwell in there and compete with an ungodly spirit. So what you need to do, we taught on spirits, we taught on different things, we gave something, and I was listening, praise God, today to the 9 different things about the Jezebel spirit. And I said, wow, we taught on that. And some people still don't realize they're functioning as a Jezebel spirit. And I say, because watch this, Jezebel always want to be in control. She'll pretend like she want to serve, but it pretends, because it's not a gender spirit. But the question is, if you really want something from God, when will you just get in the presence of God and do what he say? Pray. God, help me be who you want me to be. Let me give you some quick scriptures I want to read you to read. Praise God. Amen. And y'all can help out. Read to get John 15:7. Amen. Somebody get Hebrews 4:14. And last one you get is Ephesians 6:18. Who's getting those scriptures? Prophet Valerie getting 15, John. Who'll get Hebrews 4 for me? Raise your hand real quick. Come on, Cheryl. All right, in the back, got Hebrews. All right, we need one more. We said Ephesians 6:18. All right, Pastor Denise, come on, let's roll.
If ye abide in me.
Wait, here we go. Remember what I said? We commanded to pray. He commanded us to pray. Back up to verse 6. Watch this.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and withers, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
First he said, now listen, if you don't stay in me, you just like a limb that's been cut off the tree. They're going to get you and throw you in the fire. In other words, you're going to die. And one of the things I want you to know about this is, and praise God, how many have ever cut a limb, a switch, or something off a tree? And for you can lay that thing down, amen, you can cut a limb off and lay it down. And for a long time, those leaves are still looking vibrant and green. But after a while, you start seeing the color change. And if you let them sit there for a while, you'll realize those leaves are dead because there is no life flowing in them. And Jesus said, if you don't stay connected to me, your life flow get cut off. See, sin, according to Proverbs 15, separates you from God. So what the enemy want to do is keep you in a place of sin so you'll be separated from God. So if you repent and come back to God, then you can ask what you want of him and he'll do it. Don't let the enemy come in and separate you. Praise God. You know, God is so good to me. I tell you, I learned something from everything and everybody. Amen. Glory be to God. And I was telling you not long ago about the dog at Deuce. He's so funny to me. But he don't want to see nobody else hugging. And at first I didn't catch that. So Brianna would hug me or something like that. So she hugged me and he'll sit back. He'll come and jump between us. And I said, that's so funny, you know. But today we were standing there and so he was doing something else. So we was hugging. As soon as he realized what we were doing, he shot over there as fast as he could and jumped between us. And I said, you know, that's just like the devil, right? As soon as he see you get in a place where you're receiving joy, he jumps between that. He come, praise God, as fast as he can because he realized. And sometimes he don't realize you done got away from him and you in a place of joy. And you go like, well, the devil ain't around no more. And all of a sudden he come running in. But you have to make sure you set your perimeter. Well, what is my perimeter? Cover everything with the blood of Jesus. The devil can't cross the bloodline. So before you start praying, cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. And the blood is the life of Christ. So I got to stay in him. Mm-hmm. Come on, watch the next verse. Read.
If ye abide in me.
If you stay in me.
And my words abide in you.
You got to let my words abide in you. My word got to stay in you constantly. Saying your word. Saying my word. What's the word doing? The word is like, praise God, boiling water. It gets in there and keep turning over stuff. Stuff begin to come out. The word pulling stuff out of you. All that old dead stuff that you've been carrying for years. All that pain you've been carrying for years. Because you can't really pray because your hurt is sitting on you so heavy. Amen. Yes, baby. You've been hurt, praise God. And sometimes the hurt is so intense that when you get on your face start talking to God, the hurt choke you out. But you keep working on that word. The word keep working on that thing. The word keep coming. You are clean through the words I've spoken to you. What do I do about hurt, God? Amen. Jesus said he sent me to mend the brokenhearted. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? And if I come to Jesus and he was sent to mend the brokenhearted, the first thing he gonna do is mend my heart. Well, Jesus is not with us right now. Listen to what he said. He said, listen, I won't leave you orphans. I'll send you the comforter. The Holy Ghost will comfort you. Amen. When I was growing up, there were things they told me men don't supposed to do. Men don't supposed to cry. I got saved and I done cried. I done sit there and cried. I've cried in front of people. And the masculine part of me tried to shut it off, but the tears keep rolling. I remember one Sunday in church, I was a young pastor, and I stood up to preach and broke down and started crying. And some of the elderly people, members of the church, came to me later and said, it don't look so good for you to be crying in front of the people. I said, I couldn't help it. I don't know. And I got in my car and said, like, God, why am I crying in front of people? He said, I let you felt what I felt. I showed up at my church, and they didn't welcome me. They claimed this is my house, and I came, and nobody reverenced my presence. They were so consumed with their issues, their problems. If they would just give me their problems, I could fix it for them, and their attitudes would change. Don't tell me, praise God, how you feel. God wants you to hear me say this tonight. Do you know how we make him feel? Do you know how it must make God feel that he watched Jesus die for our sin and we would rather hold on to sin than let it go and be with him? Do you know what it's like that God want to bless you, but he can't get the blessing to you because you won't do what he tell you? Oh, you can blame other people and say, it's that person's fault, it's that person's fault. But God is not blessing me according to somebody else's fault. How somebody treat me don't stop my blessing. When people talk about me, praise God, don't stop my blessing. I said something here Sunday, and I just love the Holy Ghost. He's just such a bad person. Sometimes I say stuff, but I just don't even realize what I say. I was talking about the Lord gave me the analogy about going forth, the east wind had to blow and dry the mud up. And I said, standing here, I said, there's some more things people going to say about me that God got to blow the wind on. This week I get a phone call, somebody said something about me. And I said, oh, wow, God, that's so awesome. I'm looking for that to get dry so I can walk on it. Keep on talking because you elevate me. I'm walking higher in God because one thing for sure, the people's words don't matter. What people say about you don't matter. God is the God of all creation. Only time it matters, praise God, is when you allow it to affect you. It made me mad, Apostle, that word affect you. Nobody in the world have that kind of power over me. They used to, until I realized who I was. I'm trying to help you out. See, one way, if you listen to people, you ain't about to discern. Listen how they talk. You don't know who you are yet because you letting what they say affect you. You letting what they do. Abide in me and let my word abide in you. And I take a step further. I want you in here, Jesus, because you the word. Stay in me. What happens if I do that? What happens?
You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
Okay, now listen. Let me break it down for you. I know y'all know this. I don't have to explain to you, but I'm going to do it anyway. If I stay in him, that means that I have a legal right to be there. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me? I have given him me. Amen. See, I every now and then I have to remind the saints, when you give him you, you have to take your hands off of it. God, give us the strength to leave us in your place. If I abide in him, I'm legally supposed to be there. Then I got to let the word abide in me. So the word is in me. So therefore, now watch this. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. So therefore, the word of God means that God is in me, I'm in God. Therefore, it's a shutdown, lockdown. The devil can't get to us because we in him. Now, well, let's think about the confidence about that. I'm in him, and I'm talking to him. That means I can get what I want because he said, I can ask what I want. Well, I can ask what I want. And what he'll do?
He'll give it to you.
He'll give it to us. He'll give it to us, right? All right, who got the next scripture? Hebrews, right? Hebrews 4:14. Hebrews 4:14, read. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let us hold fast our profession.
Come on, read.
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Listen, through prayer, we can touch him. He can feel our infirmities. Can I tell you a quick secret? When something really hurts you, run to prayer and let him pull it. Let him feel it. Go in there, just lay out before him. You don't have to say nothing, just lay out. And after a while, you feel him hovering over you because he come to take care of you. God cares for us. I know the devil want to keep telling us God don't care for us. And we run, and I want to say this out loud, watching on social media. There are some people in church that don't know their identity, and they are wound you. See, the devil look to use people because the greatest hurt come from within. Because most of the time you come to church, you drop your guard, and people will hurt you. And you'll leave church because you're thinking, nobody loved me. No, see, baby, people in here, and not everybody in here is Christ-like. So I come in, I take the bitter with the sweet. Amen. So I learned, praise God, I learned to like lemons. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? And it don't make me frown. When you start chasing after God, you get like Samuel when he was in the midst of Eli boys. He didn't think nothing about them boys. Them boys was bad. Amen. You want to study something, read about the Eli boys there and how they acted, praise God. You'll realize something that at the end of the day, praise God, Samuel came out of there smoking in the power of God. That's what I'm talking about. Amen. Samuel came one of the greatest prophets. One of the things they said about Samuel was that none of Samuel's words fell to the ground. In other words, everything Samuel said came to pass. Can you realize his childhood being birthed in the midst of a chaotic church? Amen. He's sitting there with Hophni and Phinehas and them boys doing everything under the sun. And Eli passive, won't correct nothing, praise God. And they doing what they want to do. Samuel said, I'm after God. Let me step over him. I like how Bishop Jake said this. Bishop T.D. Jake said, Samuel had to step over them Pentecostal pimps. And that's how we do have to do sometimes. We have to step over people. That means disregard them. Let them talk. They running their mouth. They acting up. They chewing the fat. They doing everything they know. They being used by the devil trying to distract you. They always in the way. Always doing something. They ain't got no business. Correction come. And they keep doing what they want to do. Rebuke them. And they still do what they want to do. And you say, why don't he do something about them? No. Baby, act like you don't see him. Because when the devil know he ain't bothering you, he stop doing it. Anybody catch what I'm saying? And sometimes I've been in a situation the devil be trying to distract me, and I've been sitting like, God, I love you, Jesus. And a few minutes, he just stopped. You know, just like somebody tapping you, Apostle, I bless the Lord with my whole heart. I'm binding the devil at the same time. For a minute, he's going to get tired. Samuel learned something. And when he heard the voice of God, he said, hallelujah, he went to Eli. Eli said, anybody call you, go back and go to sleep. Ain't it funny, you the high priest and don't realize God talking to somebody. He made that mistake in the beginning. Eli was the one who looked at Hannah when she was praying and thought she was drunk. Y'all better catch that thing. There's people in the church, praise God, calling themselves prophet, calling themselves apostle, calling themselves evangelist, everything else, and they can't recognize when God's dealing with you. They don't know the difference between the devil and the Holy Ghost and the spirit of the devil. It looked like the Holy Ghost to me, Apostle. Because you were distracted. And you know, some people like to be distracted. Then they have an excuse for doing wrong. Come on, let's go to our next scripture real quick. Ephesians 6 and 18. Amen. Pray at all times. When in doubt, pray it out. Before you say it, pray it. Amen? Because one thing for sure, once you release that word, you can't get it back. And I'm going to tell y'all another secret, praise God. God, watch how we speak. It determines how things happen. The next thing we says, we commanded to pray. Romans 2 says, ask a question. Why should we pray? And I like this outline was made by somebody else, but I like to teach things, praise God. If it's good, I share it. And I like what he says, because there is a devil. Satan is out to get you. Peter said it like this, for your adversary is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. We read Luke 11 and 8 earlier. And that's the way that we get the spirit. Amen? But I want you to look at this. Under Romans number 2 said, it is good, it's God's appointed way for obtaining things. Let's go to James 4:2 real quick. Read, you get that one. And let somebody else, we almost do for tonight. I want someone else to volunteer and get John 16:24. Okay, who's going to do that? Amen. All right, thank you, Mr. Pam. Okay, somebody else get Philippians 4:6-7. Okay, Ms. Linda, we rocking now. And then we're going to do We're not going to do Luke. We already talked about that one. The last one is going to be Luke 21, 34, 36. Who get that one? All right. You got it. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go.
James 4 and 2.
James 4. Go. Yeah.
Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war. Yet ye have not because ye ask not.
You don't have it because we quoted that earlier. I want you to hear it again because sometimes I quote scriptures and I want you to know where it's at so you can get it down. You have not because you ask not. Read the next verse.
Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss.
What does it mean to ask amiss? Huh? Say it again.
In vain.
Action in vain. That's good. I mean, I'm hearing y'all. Somebody raise your hand. Whoever said it? Yes, all the way in the back. Huh? Wrong intention. Yes. That was your answer too? Anybody else got a different answer? That's a good answer. Our intention is wrong. You raising yours? Ask without believing. You know, that ties right in with that. With you got the wrong intention. You're not believing God because, see, we ask a lot of times for things, but he ain't going to do it. You just wasted your breath. I believe he's going to do it. I told God, I shared something with somebody today, and they walked out my office, and God said something to me after they walked out. I just started laughing. I said, God, I know you're going to do this thing. The only problem is I need to fix my schedule so when it's done, I can be able to do what I want to do. Amen. That's the confidence we have to get to. I believe you're going to do what you said, God. The only thing I need to know, God, so I can make my schedule out right here. So, and I remember the R.W. Schambach said, later prayed and said, Lord, you ain't got to rush. I don't need it to Friday. Believe in God. Amen. Come on. That was all that verse, right? Mm-hmm. Come on. Let's go to our next scripture.
That was a little bit more apostle.
Oh, go ahead and read the rest of it. I'm sorry.
That ye may consume it upon your lust.
Amen. That's the reason why you know, the Bible talks about every man is drawn in James, talk about we're drawn away by our own lust. And sometimes there's things that we want that we shouldn't be desiring. Some things that the devil will drop on you to be a distraction. I'm going to say it again. Some things the devil will push you through because he knows something is in you. See, let me tell you a secret about pride. And to all of you that I gave those books, Pride, and y'all didn't give me a book report, y'all say a lot about y'all life for us to go to God. When I tell you to read something and give the book report back, it's the reason I want you to do it because I want you to see what's in there. One of the spirits that the enemy uses in Leviathan is a spirit that operates in pride. And when we deal with pride, amen, it desires to take us down. Amen. Glory be to God. And always take us down. You know the thing about Leviathan, his name simply means twisted. And he'll twist things. And pride play a big part in that because you think everybody's out to get you. Y'all catch what I'm saying to you? I know y'all looking at me kind of crazy now. But the whole point I'm making is that when we get in a place of pride, we don't pray to God like we're supposed to because we get an attitude and we get all upset and tight all up because God, you just supposed to do it for me. He said, if I bless you in bad behavior, I'm rewarding your negative behavior. One thing in child rearing you need to learn, never reward bad behavior. Oh, okay, I know. But I just love them, and I want them to have the best. You reward their bad behavior, you're telling them keep being bad. And you think God's going to reward our bad behavior? No, he's not. Amen. He's not going to do it. Praise God. Amen. I need to go on so I can finish for tonight. Y'all won't let me just go home and teach out to make me act up. I don't know why y'all do that. What's the next scripture I gave y'all? John 16:24. Come on. No. Everybody hear that right there? Mess with me. He said, you have asked nothing in my name. Then he told them what to ask for. He said, ask that your joy might be full. Why didn't you just say ask for everything? Ask that your joy might be full. Anybody know why he said that? Y'all won't wait till I tell you, huh? Okay. Listen, what makes you happy? What brings joy in your life? Getting your needs met? Ladies, you know, every now and then be able to go down and get the get them nails, get their manicure, pedicure done, get their hair laid over. So you need the money. When my joy is full, I don't have to be concerned about my bills being paid. When my joy is full, I don't be moved by what people say about me. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm in the right place in God. And the blessing of God is overtaking me. Blessing running me down. Amen. Hallelujah. I got so many blessings I need to share. Amen. Y'all ain't playing right. I ain't gonna bother y'all no more. I'm moving on. I got to finish. Hallelujah. So we just did, that was John. The next one was Philippians, right? Come on, let's go. Don't be careful for nothing. Tell him what you want. Now, let's keep it in the proper alignment. Say proper alignment.
Proper line.
Remember he said, abide in me. Mm-hmm. Let my word abide in you. That means I'm in proper alignment with him. Then when I come to this verse, I ain't got to be careful. I can ask him what I want. Yes. Expect to get it because I'm in the proper alignment. If, amen, glory be God, if you are just using this equipment here, when the battery go down, what you do? You plug it into a power source, right? Amen. When I go down, amen, I need to plug myself into Jesus. Oh, you hear me? Praise God. Come on, let's go. Tell me that ain't joy. Amen. Our last scripture is Luke 21. Who got that one? Go ahead. Watch yourself. The enemy want to throw you out the way. He want to get you out the way. He want to trick you that you don't be able to accomplish what God wants you to accomplish. You know, I thank God for the word tonight. I pray that we touch your heart. I want you to read this handout. The reason I give them to you, go back and read them and read all those scriptures on there. We might not teach from this next week. God's dealing with me about some other things. Then we might, but just be prepared to know what's on here so we can talk about it, right? As I was sitting and meditating today, the Lord brought this thought to my mind. Amen. I've been alive now. I'm not never ashamed of my age. I'll be 63 this year. In my 63 years of life, I've never needed the jaws of life, but the fire department still have it. Why do they have it? I don't need it, but there is somebody that probably would need it. I've never, praise God, amen, had to have someone to bail me out of jail, but they have bondsmen. I didn't need it, but somebody else needed it, right? There are things that God put in the church that we personally might not need, but somebody else needed it. Part of our taxpayer money goes toward the fire department, the police department. Amen. When I lived in Pinson, we had to pay our own dues to the fire department. Amen. And it was some years ago, I lived in Forestdale, and some of the people wouldn't pay their dues for the fire department. And the fire department had a right not to put the fire out if your house was burning. And I sit sometime and think and say, you know, God, you're so merciful to us. You are faithful even when we're not faithful. And when God is doing something, I can't sit back and go like, why God doing that? There's somebody in the room need what God is doing. God need to do some things. And I want to tell you this, praise God, because it's imperative. Part of my thing is not to just only get you to a place where your prayer life is important enough for you to pray daily, but get you to a place where you intercede for other people. See, part of the most important thing about prayer is learning how to intercede in accessory prayer. And I want to encourage every one of you, when you pray, before you start praying, say, Father, I make myself available for intercessory prayer. And be quiet for a minute and let the Holy Ghost give you who he wants you to pray for. If you already have a list of people pray for them. Intercede. Make sure you work in that place in God. There are things that God want to do for people that's beyond our comprehension. And I want to be honest with you. One of the things he said to me as I was sitting and meditating, he asked me, did I know how he felt when he wants to bless his children, but because of their behavior, he cannot. Do you know what a loving father feel like? He see your struggle. He see your pain. But because you won't get legal, you tie his hands. You hear what I'm saying to you? It makes all the sense in the world when God is talking to us in my prayer time. Before you ask God for another thing, ask him, God, is there anything in me that's not like you? Is there any spirits operating in me that shouldn't be operating? You got to get real with God, praise God, because he needs to show me what's in me. And I'm not just sitting here telling you stuff I haven't done. Because when God started me doing this, praise God, some time back, I didn't like some of the things I saw. I didn't like what God was bringing up in me. It didn't look good. Amen. Why is that important, Apostle? I want to believe God for everything you say. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. There's been time the enemy in my flesh have tricked me to supply my own needs. Then I struggle trying to keep that need afloat or meet the need or take care of the need, is a better way to say it. But when you spend quality time with God, he will bless you, he will keep you, and he will protect you. God will do what he promised. So I want you to try this for the next 7 days. Write down the things you desire from God. But before you ask him for anything, pray 1 John 1:9 and watch what he do. Thank you, Lord. We're getting ready to get an overflow. That's how I see it. Amen. Thunder and lightning said we're getting ready to get an overflow. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We're going to do that. Bring it. Somebody grab that oil for her plate, for her, and bring it to me, please. And we're going to bless it. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Thank God for all of you and all that you do. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory and honor to God. We can turn off our recorders. We're going to stop right there tonight.